The book of Revelation is intended to move people to change their ways. After several chapters of all that will go wrong, if we continue to live life without love for creation or each other, the author of the last book of the Bible begins to imagine an earth where pain and suffering no longer rule. A God who comes close and comforts. A humanity where those who choose to harm others are not met with new life, but a second death. The book of Revelation is not a predictive text. However, during this time of upheaval and chaos, I often find myself wondering, are we in the end times? I want to make it clear that I do not believe in the rapture. For those who may be unfamiliar, the rapture is an event in which Jesus returns for all the righteous on earth and leaves the rest of us to be burned and destroyed along with the earth. As is the case with much of the Bible, the book of Revelation has been manipulated and used by certain religious people to convince people that there are those who deserve to live and those that deserve to die. Good people and bad people. Specifically, the book of Revelation has been used to convince people the environment, the Middle East, and all the unsaved need to be destroyed. Should be destroyed. It should be celebrated when they are destroyed, because that means the end times are here and Jesus will return. The world is so terrible, so evil, so irredeemable that total destruction is the only cure. The book of Revelation and other apocalyptic texts, which were written around the same period, they are not meant to tell us what is going to happen to bad people and what will happen to good people. In fact, apocalypse doesn't even mean end of the world. It means to unveil. And the book of Revelation is trying to unveil the escalating horrors of the world, which continues to live without love of neighbor, love of creation, and love of God. One does not need to have love for being called God to love neighbor and creation. However, if we do not learn as people to love one another and love the earth, and love one another more than we love our own desires, I believe we are doomed. People who do believe in the rapture see Revelation as a way out. They don't need to worry about anything because they are the special ones. They'll get to escape all the pain and suffering. The rest of us, well, we deserve to suffer. Unfortunately, this kind of reading comes from separating Revelation from the rest of the New Testament and from the traditions of the Hebrew Bible. This is a misguided and dangerous theology that has had real-world effects in our politics and our society. If we believe that God created heaven and earth and called it good, how can we believe God would destroy her creation? And where in the Bible does it say that there is some other place for us to go? The Greek word, which is translated as new, as in new earth, can also be translated as renew, as recreate, rebuild, refurbish, change. The interpretation of today's text from Revelation as a call to renew the earth we have and not a literal new earth actually makes more sense within the biblical understanding of God's relationship with the world and human beings. God promised not to destroy the earth again. God said his creation was good. God loves her creation. The author of Revelation did not intend for his visions to be a tool of the oppressive and the powerful. The author of Revelation intended to give hope to the oppressed and the downtrodden. Rome believed murdering Jesus made them victorious over a small group of radical, rebellious Jewish people. But John argued Rome would fall and Jesus would be victorious. And John was right. Rome did fall. And Rome didn't fall because a bunch of followers of Jesus took up arms and attacked the Romans. No, Rome eventually fell because Constantine accepted Christianity. And with the acceptance of Christianity, the emperor was no longer akin to God. And therefore, the emperor lost power and authority in the eyes of the people. So in the end, as Revelation claims, the Lamb, Jesus, defeated Rome, not with the sword of steel, but with the sword of words. Whether you believe Jesus is the Son of God, a zealot, or a fictional figure in a fictional text, the intent of this work of literature is not to tell us what's going to happen to us, but to scare the people during the time into changing their ways. Those who believe in the rapture miss the message about growth and change. Instead, they focus on survival by any means necessary. After all, if you're the chosen one who gets to escape, why do you need to worry about your morals? You've already won. As Barbara Ross explains in her book, The Rapture Exposed, the message of hope in the book of Revelation, she says, Jesus is coming. We can agree on this. Christians are to live every moment as if the world may end tomorrow. But the crucial question on which we differ is this. How do Christians live if you know you are living in the end times? That is a question writings such as the Left Behind novels address in a way very different from the classic Christian response. They answer in terms of bunkers, Range Rovers, high-security satellite phones, and computers to outsmart the Antichrist. The unraptured pastor in Left Behind comes up with the idea of building an underground bunker in which the members of his tribulation force can hide out and evangelize over the internet. Each member is equipped with a computer, satellite phone, and encryption technology more powerful than the Antichrist. Contrast this bunker mentality to the traditional Christian understanding in Martin Luther's oft-quoted remark that, if I knew the world were going to end tomorrow, I would plant a tree. Luther is saying he would continue to live even more deeply rooted in the confidence of God's love for the world. I wish all that bunkers and satellite phones and all that imagery of Christian armies on the internet trying to defeat heathens seemed more fictional, but it seems more and more realistic to me. The second reading for today is an excerpt from the video game Horizon Zero Dawn. In the scene, Gaia, who is an artificially intelligent holographic robot, is trying to understand her mission to recreate an unpolluted Earth. Her creator, Elizabeth Sobeck, is using stories from her life to help Gaia understand the importance of loving the Earth and doing no harm. In Horizon Zero Dawn, war machines were equipped with the ability to consume plants and animals so they could refuel themselves during war. The end of the world occurs when the war machines are hacked by an evil force, and instead of just consuming enough plants and animals to get through the battle, the machines begin to devour everything. Humans included. And people had warned the developers of these war machines. You cannot create a machine of war that devours plants and animals and doesn't need help to refuel. That's going to lead to disaster. The answer? But these weapons of war make so much money. And what happens is the Earth is completely consumed in a matter of years. Elizabeth Sobeck and her team of the world's best and brightest come together to create Gaia and other computer systems which will help heal the Earth after the hack machines run out of biofuel. Humans are all put into bunkers and they just wait it out. They wait it out until the machines eat everything and then they can reemerge when there's nothing left for the machines to eat and they'll power down. And I'm sorry if this description of a video game feels a little like the book of Revelation and maybe it's too hard to understand. I do apologize for that. But the reason I like these video games in relation to Revelation is the post-apocalyptic image of a new Earth. In video games, humanity usually survives after a disaster. And maybe you've never played a video game, but I'm sure you've read a book or watched a movie in which some disaster happens to the Earth, and then people have to figure out how to live. John unveils in his letter the corrupt nature of the Roman Empire. He unveils a vision in which the powers that be will lose to a brown-skinned Jewish man from the wrong side of town. A man who traveled around with women teaching that love of one another was more important than victory on the battlefield and material wealth. What is unveiled in the Horizon Zero Dawn and other post-apocalyptic video games? Well, some of them are very violent, lots of zombies, lots of killing, survival of the fittest. But others, like Horizon Zero Dawn, focus on how people rebuild, recreate, and create community. But what do we learn from these video games and from other post-apocalyptic texts? Well, we learn that treating the Earth like an endless resource leads to the mutual destruction of everything on Earth. We learn that technology, just like spiritual texts, can be used for evil or for good. And we learn that in the face of destruction, chaos, and the end of the world, we have a choice. How are we going to survive? Any means necessary? My life is more important than your life as long as I have something to eat? Or do we choose to work together, rebuilding and recreating a better earth and society for future generations? What will we do? Will we ask for an escape plan, a rapture, a way to get out of this mess? Or will we change? In the face of chaos and upheaval, will we imagine a new earth, an earth where sexual immortality of rape and sex trafficking are no longer tolerated, an earth where slavery is finally extinguished, an earth where the rich and powerful no longer enchant our politicians with their endless supplies of money? Will we get the message? Will we listen to the prophets of our time? Will we change? Will we repent for the harm we have caused to the earth and to one another? I have played video games in which violence and mayhem are the point, although since having Madeline, I'm not allowed to play those video games anymore. However, those which give me hope illustrate how humans can persevere in the face of disaster. Relationships are built not only in times of prosperity, but also in times of brutality. In video games, the player is asked to imagine defeating the unimaginable. Right now, all the forces against humankind seem pretty unbeatable. In the game I mentioned today, the gamer is also asked to participate in a world where evil does not win, where the powerful no longer rule and nature has reclaimed the earth. We seem to be at an end, perhaps not the end times, but a time when the choices we make in this moment will have a lasting effect on the world we leave after we are gone. So I ask you, how will you live during these end times? Thank you.